Chapter 10.
Wake up, Zach.
My eyes flicked open. I'd been in a deep sleep. The voice must have been the tail end of a vivid dream. I tapped my phone to see the time. 2:35 a.m. I closed my eyes, took some cleansing breaths, and drifted back to sleep.
I told you to wake up.
A woman's voice. Loud. Insistent. This time I got out of bed and turned on the lights. I'd have to awaken fully to purge the thread of this dream from my consciousness. It was still 3 hours before it was time to get up. I went into the kitchen and poured a cup of milk.
You know she likes you.
The same woman's voice. It had to be coming from my phone. A butt call or a video playing in the background. I looked at the screen. It was dark. I tapped the phone. Nothing was open. I turned it off.
You think she's hot, too.
Someone was playing a horrible prank. I valued my privacy and didn't have any of the listening modules that people put in their homes to interact with their devices. The only other possibility was my computer. I shut it off, too.
You can't just turn me off. I'm part of you.
She laughed.
I'm under your skin, just like she is.
Shut up!
I screamed.
Get out, whoever you are.
But there was nobody in sight. I went from room to room, turning on all the lights. I was alone.
He's right, you know. You and Jamila. In your head, you've already screwed her.